no greater love. As Reverend Jasper said earlier, it seems so appropriate that as we came to the last of the words, the last of the gifts, the last of the fruit, that it's love, and it occurs on Mother's Day, because a mother's love is so special. Mother's love, a mother's love. I'd like for you to turn your attention, if you will, for just a few moments to the 13th chapter of the Gospel of John, just the 34th and 35th verses of that chapter. And Jesus says, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another. As I have loved you, ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. I want to speak with you a little while this morning, aspiring to love as Jesus loves. Aspiring to love as Jesus loves. You know, last night Barb came to me and she said, oh, you know, I should have told you that in our meeting we had discussed that Reverend Jasper would go through all the words that we've had, all the fruit that we talked about, all the gifts. And Reverend Jasper did, in fact, and I had considered going that way, seriously considered going that way. And then I said, well, that's okay. I'll talk about Hagar. I did that last year when I was prepared. And this morning, I guess Reverend Jasper and I have been walking on the same street too long. He talked about Hagar and about the son who she had taught to pray, talking about a special mother, aspiring to love as Jesus loves. You know, throughout these last 12 months, we've been talking about the things that the Spirit does to help us to get to a different level, to get to the level where Jesus is, to have traits like Jesus. Now, that's not easy. And if you look at the words, if you look at what we're talking about, the gifts and the fruit, they're not strange words. Well, we've heard them and we know them. As a matter of fact, you don't have to be a Christian to know what those words mean. But somehow it seems that we aren't able to get to the level in any of those words without the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts us. The Holy Spirit teaches us. The Holy Spirit reminds us of what God's brought us through. And through all the things that the Holy Spirit does, by Him indwelling in us, we're able to get to higher and higher levels. We'll never reach the level where we're just like Jesus. But somehow all the things that we do and all the things that we learn, the more we learn about what Jesus did, and the more we recognize how much He was doing for each of us, it seems that those gifts and that fruit becomes more real to us and grows in us. When we get to some of them, we can't help but see that it's easy for us to be calm and to have self-control and to trust because of what God's already brought us through. Difficult situations, problems all around us, we can have that fruit. We can get stronger. We can have peace even during our difficult time, because we know that God is with us. He's brought us through before. We can depend on Him right now. We know that we're talking about how the fruit of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit, somehow they help us to grow more and more like Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus left the Holy Spirit to teach us, to remind us, to help us to get to that next spiritual level. Somehow the things that we go through, and the Spirit reminds us, He reminds us of how we were down. He reminds us that there were problems that could not be solved or did not seem to be an answer for. The Spirit reminds us of what God has done for us and how He continues to just be there even during our most difficult time. Having the Holy Spirit indwelling in us helps us to be able to grow in all of those areas. where we talked about the about faith. You know, Peter says that, that faith is precious, more precious than gold. And our faith continues to grow because of what we go through. Because we've gone through situations and God has brought us out, we know that we're going to be able to make it through other situations. The more we go through problems, the more difficulties we face, the more situations that seem to bring us down, the more we realize that we have a God who is able. And the more we realize that he's able, and the more we recognize how much he loves us, it seems the more we believe and the more we trust, somehow it seems that our faith grows stronger with every problem that we have. If I had not had a problem, I wouldn't know that he can solve them. I know that he can because he has. I've been down and he's lifted me up. I've been financially broke and he provided a way for me. I've had situations where I thought there was no way for me to get through or out of this. But somehow my God, the God of the universe, the God who loves me so much, brought me out. That's why my faith is stronger and stronger. You can't make me doubt him. He's already brought me through too much. You can't make me doubt him because I know too much. I personally, it's just something I read somewhere. My mother told me about the Lord, but it's more than what she told me, and it's more than what I read, and it's more what I've heard preached. No, you can't make me doubt him because I had situations where he was there for me. My faith is stronger because of what the Lord's done in my life. As you go through all of those things, all of those different fruit and all of the things that we've talked about and Reverend Jasper covered them beautifully. As you go through all of them, somehow they seem to get stronger and better and you become stronger. You become closer to what the Lord would have you to be. You grow more and more and more. Let's talk about love. Somehow we know what love is. Everybody knows what love is. As Reverend Jasper said, we really want to focus on agape love. We really want to focus on the love that Jesus showed. Somehow when we look at the love that we find in the Lord, it's so far above anything else we could possibly look at or compare it with. Nothing can compare with that love. I often say the only thing that can compare with God's power is his love. God's power can only be compared with his love. Something special about his love. When we talk about love, well, right off we think about, well, his compassion. That when we talk about love, that's one category of love. The compassion, the way he cared about folks. Somebody going through something, the way he comforted them. Jesus was able to just be there during the most difficult situations, bring people out of their problems and their situations that they were going through. But I suppose when you talk about his love, we really have to focus primarily on the way that he allowed those who were totally out of line, those who were enemies of God, to be focused in his heart as he made a way for them to get into glory. Now think about this. Think about this love. Don't misunderstand me. The compassion that he had and the way he touched those who believed in him. That was, but let's talk about the love that he had for those who were enemies of God. Those who are totally out of line with the God of the universe. Think about this now. We're talking about a man who was willing to carry a cross. He had to drag that heavy cross. It was on his shoulder, and we were in Jerusalem not too awfully long ago, and the streets there, they're cobblestones. And imagine this now. He's carrying this heavy cross, thump, thump, on his shoulder, thump, thump, down the cobblestones of Jerusalem. There he is, and there are folks the ones who just put a crown of thorns on his head. They're right there. But he continues to carry that cross. There are those who are throwing things at him, spitting at him, calling him everything except the Son of God. Thump, thump, as he carries it further and further out toward Calvary. With all of that, as he looked at them, he recognized that they had a need for salvation. The only way that they were ever going to make it into glory was that he die on that cross to pay for their sins that they were committing even at that moment. He was willing to carry. He could have stopped at any moment. He could have put the cross down. Didn't have to put the cross down. He could have had angels from glory come and take it off of his shoulder. He could have called in legions of angels to clear the place out. He could have decided that he wasn't going to go through any of this and stopped at any moment. Thump, thump. He carried it continuously down the road because he had so much love for those who were in that crowd who hated him enough to nail him to the cross. They hated him. They hated him. But he had so much love, even for his enemies. We want to try to have that kind of love. I don't believe that I could carry a cross for somebody. I know I couldn't. I'd like to think that I could, but I couldn't carry a cross for somebody who was calling me names and throwing stones at me. As a matter of fact, I don't know if I'd be able to handle even less difficult situations. Well, I say that, you know, but the Lord has allowed me to get through some things where somebody talked about me or lied on me, and it's happened. I know it's happened to most of you. But somehow, how did you handle that situation? Were you able to still love that person? You know, what you have to do is not look at that person as being the problem. Look at their faults and hate the faults, hate the sins, but love that person enough to want them to be able to have the salvation that you have that you know that you don't deserve. You know that they're not all that they ought to be, but neither am I. You know that they sin, but so have I. They aren't all that they ought to be. Even right now, you might say that they're telling a tale on me. Somebody started a rumor or told my, well, I never even talked to Barb about this. Somebody told Barb something. It was somebody who she trusted. And I said, I know that Barb knows, but I laughed about it. But then my daughter said, well, it really did bother Barb. And somehow that person, Barb still trusts her. I'm not going to go into names or anything. She may not know what I'm talking about. She trusted her and continued to trust her. And somehow I still want to pray for her. There are situations that person has gone through, and she needed some help. She needed somebody to be with her during a difficult time she was going through. And I was there for her. Somehow I felt the Lord helped me to do that. I should have been angry, and I was for a while. But you know what? I stopped being angry at her because it wasn't all about her. What it was really about is her salvation. I want her to have it. I want her to have it. I want her to have it. I don't like what she did, but I want her to be over in glory. I want her to be able to stand with the Lord and praise him for the things that he did. It made me angry, but I didn't allow it to be angry too long. I talked to the Lord about it, and he told me not to focus on the fault. Look beyond the fault. Look beyond the faults. He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs. He looked beyond my faults and loved me enough to die on a cross for me. He loved me enough to, even though I was a sinner, he made a way out of what was no way. Something special about the God of the universe. So much love that he has, even for those who are not all that they ought to be. Even for those like myself who have come short. Doesn't matter. He looks beyond that. He looks beyond my faults. He looks beyond the sins that I've committed. He looks long beyond how short I am, how far I am from being able to meet what I ought to be able to. Faith, hope, all those other traits, they're difficult. But somehow love, that takes the Holy Spirit to help you to get beyond sometimes when you feel like I really want to forgive them, but I can't. I want to say it's all right, but it's not. The Holy Spirit is all that can help you to get to these levels of these special levels, these traits, these special traits. Something so special about Jesus. The Holy Spirit's job, his number one task, is to remind us that we might be able to grow more and more and more and become more of what Jesus would have us to be. Each of us, when we accepted Jesus Christ, became indwelled by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is within each one of us who have said yes to the Lord. And that's why this fruit just continues to grow, these special truths, these special traits, to make us more and more like Jesus. We're not there, but we need to continue to give ourselves over to the Holy Spirit. We need to continue to allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit. We need to continue to focus on what the Lord has already done for us, how He's always been there for us, how He's always stood by us, even during our most difficult time. You know, I wish that I had the faith that some of the people that I've seen in the scripture had. But you know what? I don't. But I'm growing stronger every day. Everything I go through makes me stronger. No matter how far you are or how much you may feel that you've accomplished spiritually, you still got some growth that's needed. Because until you get to the level where the Lord is, and you won't, until you get to that level, you can't say, I've accomplished all the Lord would have me to do. He wants you to have more faith. He wants you to have more peace in your life. He wants you to have more love, even for those who have thrown rocks at you, even those who have started rumors about you, even those who call you everything except a child of God. He wants you to love them, because you need to focus not on what they've done, because you recognize that that's done, that's okay. What you need to do is focus on them. Focus on those, because what's most important is that you have enough love for everybody to ask the Lord to make a way for them. Don't focus on their faults. Focus on their opportunity for salvation. Don't focus on what they did. Focus on who they are. Their child, perhaps a stumbling child, but one who you want to meet over in glory. You can't change them, but you can pray for them. God can change them. You don't need to go beat them up. No, no, what you need to do is put the situation in God's hands. You need to love everybody. It's easy to love family. It's easy to love friends. Well, I say that. Sometimes you find that maybe somebody in your family is doing, but you don't hate them. You don't hate family because they did that. No, no. You know that you say, well, okay, you can forgive them. You should forgive not only the family, forgive enemies as well. Until you get to the point where the enemy list just goes down. You love them, so somehow you don't label them enemy anymore. You label them as someone who put you through some situations, but you don't label them as enemies. You hate what they did. You hate what they did. You hate what they called you. You hate what they did to you. But you don't hate them, because you want them to have salvation. If I were not a sinner, if I had not stumbled, if I had not had situations where somehow, if I look at it now, I don't know how the Lord could possibly love me anyhow. I'm so glad that He loves me. He wants us to have that same kind of attitude. We need to aspire to have the love that Jesus has. Long way to go, but it's what we need to do. You know, somehow, I guess, since it's Mother's Day, we can talk about the fact that mothers seem to always look beyond our faults. Mothers are always there to see that there's a way to bring you through and out of your situation, even when you're not doing what you wanted, what the Lord would have you to do. Reverend Jasper was mentioning this morning that downstairs that a mother tries her best to keep you from falling. And he pointed to the fact that fathers don't do that. Fathers will let you fall because he feels like he gets you stronger. Well, that's sort of true. I think the father will let you fall. But you know what's good? If he lets you fall, he's going to be right there to pick you up. That's the way the God of the universe is, because he loves you that much. He wants us to have that same love for one another. Not just for those who are in the household of faith. Not just for those who are part of your family. He wants us to care enough to take the word out to the enemies, to those who are doing all kinds of things to bring you down. He wants you to take the word to everybody, so that all will be able to be saved from the hell that they may be on their way to. God loves us. Jesus loved us enough to carry a cross. He wants us to love each other enough to recommend him as a friend to those who don't have him as a friend. We need to care enough to do just that. Aspiring to have that kind of love, the kind of love that Jesus has for us. Let us talk to God. Oh, our Father and our loving God, we thank you so much, Father. We thank you, Father, for reminding us that Jesus loved us so much that he carried a cross, even when we were sinners, even though we were not going in the right direction, even though we weren't calling him friend, he carried the cross for us. And we thank you, Father, that somehow we've been blessed now because we've had an opportunity to accept all that he did that we might be able to have salvation. So we want to thank you for that love. We want to thank you for that commitment. We ask, Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, that the Holy Spirit just continue to stir in us so that we have a desire to be more and more like Jesus, to be able to have all of those gifts and to use them so that those who are around us might grow closer to you, Lord. We ask that somehow you remind us that we don't deserve the salvation. So we can't look at someone else and say they don't deserve it. They're just on the same list that we've been on. But somehow you love us so much that even those who are on that list, even those who are on the wrong side, even those who are not friends of the Lord, Father, there's an opportunity for them. Let us love them enough to look beyond their faults and look at their opportunity if they'll accept you as Lord and Savior. Make us strong enough and loving enough to reach out to somebody who may not be on our list of best friends. Reach out and let them know that there is a God who wants to provide salvation for them. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Spirit that's caused us to grow to the point that we are. But we recognize we've got a lot of growing to do. We need to become more and more like Jesus. We need to have more love like Jesus. Bless us, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank God from Zion. Amen. Let us stand. Our Father has shown us his love in so many ways. All of us who are here can say we've seen him do something miraculous in our lives or in the lives of somebody around us. We know that he's real. But some of us here have not yet said yes to him and has accepted that salvation that he wants to provide. His death out on the cross, the pain that he went through as he carried the cross, it was all to provide you with an opportunity to have him to become a part of your life and to bring salvation into your life. Is there somebody who hasn't said yes? Somebody who has not talked to the Lord and let him know that you trust in him and you want the world to know that you've decided to make Jesus your choice? He's waiting for you. How long has he waited? He's been waiting for you all your life. He's not waiting for you to get it right. He's not waiting for you to shed all of those sinful things that you do. He's not waiting for you to get out of the crowds that you've been running with. He wants you just as you are. He can change you and make you into what he would have you to be. Is there somebody who wants to come on this morning? Somebody who knows how real he is. You want the world to know that you're on his side, my Lord. Or maybe now there's somebody who's already accepted him, made some commitments, things you were going to do, but you haven't. You left that church or that place where you said yes to the Lord and all those commitments that you had made, well, you didn't get them done. But now you're here in this place. Maybe you'd like to become a part of this household of faith. And those commitments that you made, those promises you made, perhaps you could fulfill them here and help us to become more of what God would have us to be as you grow and become more of what God would have you to be. Is there someone who wants to say yes to the Lord? My Lord, God bless you all. my Lord. God loves us so much. God is amazing. God is loving. God is loving. God is loving. I think somebody here wants to tell us that our God is awesome. Is that right? Don't get up and say it unless you feel it. Do you feel he's awesome? Come on down there.